英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的地道美语。让我们邀请出电话连线的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Good afternoon everyone, thank you for joining us.
欢迎大家来观看我们的一直播哈，也欢迎大家呢帮我们做一个转发，把我们的直播节目呢转发给你的小伙伴们和学英语的同学们。今天呢我们要说一个很有趣的话题，既然我们都是 English learners 啊，我们也知道了体会到了学英语呢是多么的痛苦、
mm-hmm.
是多么的麻烦啊，是多么的需要时间、
right.
但是呢同时现在有很多的外国朋友们呢也已经开始在 started foreigners have started studying Chinese nowadays.
Yeah, I think if you meet a foreigner, one of the things you can talk about with him or her is how it's going with their Chinese learning. If you just come out and ask them, how do I study English? They might say, oh, excuse me, I have to check my phone. But if you have some idea about how they can study Chinese,You get to practice your English, you get perhaps an idea of how to study English, and also you benefit them in the conversation.
Very considerate. Mark 老师呢为大家呢又考虑到了一个话题，如果您在跟外国朋友聊天的时候说什么好呢，你就可以说呀、问问人家，哎，你的学英语你的学中文的进程怎么样了、
right.
或者是问问人家 How's your Chinese?
Yeah.、
Are you learning Chinese now? Do you find learning Chinese difficult?
Right.
怎么样？不过呢，我们都知道 ，as we know, Chinese is said to be one of the most difficult languages in the world.
Yeah, sure. I think I've been told that Arabic is number one. I haven't tried to learn that myself. Whether Chinese is more difficult, I mean, it's more difficult for me than German or Italian or something because it's just so different. You know, German and Italian has a lot of the same.Morphology rules and phonemes and everything. I mean, the languages share a common background. Yeah.
Now, which part of the Chinese learning you found the most difficult for you?
Tones are difficult. And sometimes, you know, writing characters, it just takes practice. I seldom feel like it's really hard. You know, I have pretty good visual intelligence, but I still get mixed up with simple things like nian, che,Sheng, you know, characters that look the same,
look,
you know, like Zhong Wu to Zhong. Yeah, that stuff.
Just tell the difference between a character from another character.
Right. I mean, just when I'm seeing it, it's like, is it, how could it mean that? Oh, yeah, it's that other one.
But it just needs practice.
Right.
Yeah. You know, any language.
Mei and Tian or Bao Bei to Bei, those three, yeah.
有些汉字呢是长得特别像 They look
the same
to Mark.
Right.
Now, what about the pronunciation part? The speaking part?
Yeah, actually what I wrote into the dialogue is true for me also. I took a pinyin workshop and really had that hammered into me. All of the different sounds like, you know, and stuff like that. It just got enough practice making those to where it wasn't a problem, you know, after that workshop. Yeah.
我们有学汉语也有很多的，比如说像听 listening part， 说 speaking part， 读 reading part， 然后还有写 writing part， 这些都是一些大工程。所以呢 ，Mark 老师现在既然 in China，Mark is in China now 啊，所以有一个很好的you had a good exposure to learn Chinese learning.
Yeah, makes it a little easier. Yeah.
对呀、five members of your family, four of them are Chinese.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
一家有五口人，四口都是中国人。所以呢，这个马克老师现在学汉语是有很好的近水楼台、得天独厚的条件。但是他仍然觉得学中文呢还是比较难的。那我们就今天和马克老师一起来感受一下学中文为什么难呢？又难在哪里呢？也便于我们以后呢为了给外国朋友们推广我们中文学习啊，我们首先要有所了解。OK, 我们一起来听听今天的 dialogue, 好不好？第一段 dialogue one.
Mark, are you getting used to life in China? I think so. I love the food and am raising my spiciness threshold. That's good to hear. Are you making progress with the language? I'd like to think so.But I don't think it'll be any time soon when I can keep up a conversation. Have you taken any classes? I signed up at a training center. What was their format? Well, they had all kinds of workshops. I liked calligraphy. Anything artistic is right up my alley. Not only that, it can help you learn the stroke order. Yeah, that's going to be tough. Do you think I need to study it formally? You know, there are two schools of thought about that. One is that you have to get everything right from the start. The other is that you learn naturally. I might have found a way around that. I got a video series for Chinese kids. Is it a cartoon that introduces the characters? I watched those when I was 4 or 5. That's what it is. So I get to know what different strokes are called. Here's a quiz then. Tell me how to write shui. Shu heng zhe pie na. It sounds like you're on the right track. I hope so. I also get to know characters through an app called Pleco. I've seen people using that. Hopefully, you keep at it.
好，这是第一段 Part 1 啊 ，Interesting。来，Mark is a newcomer to China。
Right。
这里的 newcomer 的意思呢是
？That is when someone has been in China for only a few weeks or months, so they might not know even the basic things about how to learn Chinese or where to get help or anything.、Mm. Yeah.
In Chinese, 新来的。
Mm-hmm.
A newcomer,、
right.
啊、新来的、
right.
就是马克呀是刚来中国对这里的一切都还不熟悉、mm. 可能呢也就 few weeks, few months,、
right.
or even、
right.
a few days、
mm-hmm.
好今天就问到说马克你习惯了在中国的生活吗
Mark, are you getting used to life in China?
Get used to something, 就是习惯于做某事儿。
Right.
Right? Get used to something.、Yeah. 大家要注意啊这可是跟老外朋友们聊天的绝佳的、对话范本啊你每句话你都可以用上 right?、
Right.
可以用上来、就问我们的无论你遇到哪个朋友 strangers or even...、
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, it's not a private question.、Yeah.
对你在那个你在南什么南锣鼓巷啊、
mm-hmm.
碰到外国朋友、
right.
你都可以问说 hey, are you getting used to life in China?
Right.
或者是说问你的朋友们 Are you getting used to life in America? 都行、
mm-hmm.
是不是
Right.
马克说我想是的
I think so、
我呢喜欢这里的食物
I love the food、
mm-hmm. 每个 外国朋友都喜欢 food 中
国
的食物、
sure. yeah.
好我们看这一句非常好的一句话说而且我吃辣的能力也在提高
And am raisingMy spiciness threshold.
听不懂，你们肯定听不懂这句话、
right.
啊！我在提升，这个叫 R A I S E raise、
yeah. raising, so to、make something higher.、right?
提升，
yeah.
关键是后面两个单词， 一个是 spiciness.、Spiciness、
mm-hmm.
是什么？辣。
It's right. It's a noun for how spicy something is.Right, so you can measure spiciness.
辣度、
yeah.
辣度 spiciness. 关键是最后一个词叫 threshold.
Right. So what a threshold usually is the uppermost part of a doorway. So when you walk through a door, you have to be careful about the threshold, especially if you're very tall. You might have to duck、
mm-hmm.
below the threshold,、
mm-hmm.
right?、
Mm-hmm.
So then we use that about things like pain. Somebody has a low painthreshold.、
Mm.
It means even if you tap their shoulder, ow, 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 oh, that was painful. So, oh, geez,
they cannot
you know,
bear.
They can't bear any kind of pain,、
mm.
right? And other people, they have a very high pain threshold. They can get into a fight or something without panicking or anything, right?、
Mm.
Yeah.
对、mm. threshold 这个词，我们给大家拼写一下 T-H-R-E-S-H-O-L-D.
Right.
它的一个 first meaning of threshold would be 门槛门口、
mm-hmm.
就是刚才马克老师说的、
right.
比如说、he stepped across the threshold、
right.
是吧、
right.
他迈过了门槛这个、
mm.
那么它第二层意思呢 the second meaning would be 一个阈值界限一个起始点、
yeah.
就是刚才老师说的、she has a high pain threshold、
right.
就是痛阈痛欲就是你能感到疼痛的那个点、
right.
那个值很高有的人就痛欲很高有的人呢比如说 He has a low boredom threshold
Right, right After 2 minutes of being bored He's like, ah、
嗯、 他有很低的那种乏味的阈值，就是说他这个人啊 he gets bored easily。
Right,
啊，就是这个人很容易感到乏味。嗯，比如说，也可以说有一个 beginning 的意思，对不对？She felt as though she was on the threshold of a new life.
Right. The threshold of something, figuratively also, you could.
对，
yeah.
其实就是一个阈值。那么好，回到这个对话上来 ，spicy threshold 是什么意思呢
？Yeah, so everything's okay up to a point.And when it's a little spicier than that, it's suddenly unbearably hot.
就是每个人其实都有吃酸甜苦辣口味的一种最低的一种值，然后是最高的一种值。
吃肯德基没问题，吃变态辣的的鸡翅那受不了。
对，就是你的那个辣值在哪里？你的辣的那个阈值在哪里？好，所以我们就把它翻译成呢，我吃辣的这个能力呢，我也在提高。啊，我的那个底线呢，辣的辣线呢也在提高。
对。
好，学会了 spicy threshold， 非常好的一个短语。晶晶说：“哎，很高兴听到你这么说。
”That's good to hear.
That's good to hear. 你的语言有进步吗
？Are you making progress with the language？
哎，什么事情有进步啊？学习有进步啊？我们都可以说 making progress with something。
Right. Right.
比如说 ，Are you making progress with the
your screenplay？
哎，也可以说你的剧本儿，
yeah,
剧本儿的这个进程怎么样了哈？
Yeah, yeah.
什么东西叫 making progress？ 一般来说都是 with study。
Right。
那 mostly study。马克说：“我很愿意这么认为。
”I'd like to think so.
I'd like to think so. 我愿意这么认为，但是我不认为我很快就能正常的绘画交流了。
But I don't think it'll be anytime soon when I can keep up conversation.
请大家 remember 这样一个 sentence pattern， 叫 It will be anytime soon when 怎么怎么样。
Right. Yeah, I don't think it'll be anytime soon when I can do something. Right. Yeah.
这样的一个 I don't think it would be anytime soon when 就是我不认为什么事情呢会很快的发生。
Right.
好 ，anytime soon when I can。Keep up conversation. 注意这个表达 ，keep up conversation 是什么意思呢
？Right. So keep up conversation means you can answer a question and also keep something interesting in your answer, so that the person has another question they can ask, or you ask them a question or something. So it's just like playing tennis or ping pong. You have to.Not only hit it, but have it go somewhere where it can still be played. Right?
Talk like more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
On a topic.
Yeah.
啊，就是说你能够 keep up， 让你这个对话呢继续下去，持续行进中，而不是问你说吃了吗 ？Have you eaten？ 吃了，
吃了。Yeah.
天气不错，挺不错的， 就完了。这是我们大多数人的英语绘画水平啊。
对对对。
所以说 keep up conversation， 就让这个对话流动起来，走起来啊。晶晶就问到他说：“那你有在上语言课吗？”
Have you taken any classes?
Take any classes. 我在一个培训中心报名了。
I signed up at a training center.
对了，这样的一些报名，那大家会说了吗？现在 sign up. 签字签名 sign up、
right.
就是注册报名 at a training center.
Right.
好 ，Really? Is that true?
No. Well, it was an informal training center being created. I was one of the pilot students, so I guess I could say I did, but no, yeah.
Wow.
I'm kind of imagining these super expensive ones at like Guomao or whatever kind of place, you know, they're amazing, but they're like 7,000 yuan per month or something. So only a few people sign up for a year or whatnot. Yeah.
You know what? Help yourself is always the best way of learning a language.
Yes, it is.Yeah, yeah. If you spend the time instead of the money, you probably learn more, right? Yeah.
对，真实的马克没有报名。对话里的马克 sign up at a training center. 那我就问了，他们的课程都是什么形式的
？What was their format?
Format 形式 format format
format
哎形式啊款式啊啊就是他们是一种什么类型什么规格？他们啊有各种各样的培训班儿。
They had all kinds of workshops.
All kinds of workshops. 大家知道 workshop 是什么吧？就是
almost the same as a class. I think one difference is you can go to one, and then 1 week don't go, and then you go to the third one, and it still makes sense. They try to make it like that. Yeah.
对,
Plus, you're doing more. You're not just sitting there remembering everything. Yeah.
是工作坊，就是在短时间内呢，能够让你有大量的时间学习。比如说 ，you go to one workshop and you may study like 5 hours a day.
Yeah, could be very intensive. Yeah.
And you go to the same place another week and study 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
这样的叫 workshop 啊，还不是说天天上课那种。我特别喜欢书法课。
I liked calligraphy.
好，中文的书法，英文中叫做 calligraphy.
Yeah.
好 ，let's spell it.
Okay, C-A-L-L-I-G-R-A-P-H-Y, calligraphy.
Calligraphy 啊，书法，就是什么是书法呢？
Yeah, the beautiful way of writing with a brush or a nice pen. Yeah.
So you like the brush?
It's challenging, but yeah, it kind of makes sense. It helps you to remember the direction of the stroke and how much pressure to apply. Your penmanship when you use just a regular pen improves. So I think it's worthwhile. Yeah.
How many of you there, I wonder, are good at calligraphy? 大家可以诚实地回答一下。
I bet there's one listener who's like on the street with that huge brush right now. You know,
they're
like, surprised.
They're like
the number
a genius.
Yeah.
A genius. They're using water, 是吧? Using water and writing beautiful calligraphy.
Right.
大家有没有擅长写书法的?给我们报上名来。马克说, I like calligraphy. 只要是艺术作品啊,我都很感兴趣。
Anything artistic is right up my alley.
Anything artistic. 这里的 artistic 的意思呢，就是只要有艺术性的啊。
Right.
只要那些有艺术气质、有艺术性的东西呢。好了，教大家一个今天的最重要的 phrase， 叫做
right up my alley.
Yeah,
so an alley, first of all, is a small street, kind of like a hutong, something like that.
小道、
it means it finds my home.Finds where I live. Something is right up my alley. I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing I like. Yeah.
Oh, wow. 这个表达啊，非常的抽象啊，但是也很形象。正好就在我家这条街道上。
Right. Yeah.
Right up my alley.
Right.
就在我们家这条胡同上。什么意思啊？说什么事儿正对我胃口，正中我下怀。Right.
Yeah.
Another sentence example.
Sure. Have you tried reading Kurt Vonnegut? I think he would be right up your alley. Like you can do that for a writer, like a novelist especially, or a philosopher. Yeah.
Oh, 你有没有读过谁谁谁的作品啊?
Right.
我觉得这个人应该是正好符合你的欣赏口味。
Right. Yeah.
正合你意，正合我意，咱们就可以说 right up my alley, right up your alley.
Right.
啊，可以这么说哈，学会了，叮咚，这是今天的一个重要的词语。晶晶说不仅如此
，Not only that，
书法呀还可以帮助你学习笔画的顺序。
It can help you learn the stroke order。
看看咱们中文的笔画顺序，英文怎么说
？Stroke order。Yeah。
好，这个 stroke 指的是什么呢？就是
，Yep， one piece of a character， like when you put the brush down and you make a mark。So some characters are comprised of 16 strokes， while others are comprised of12, yeah.
对了，所以这个汉字的笔画呀，就等于是我们触到纸上的那一击，就叫做笔画，这个 one stroke.
Right.
就一笔一画就叫 one stroke.
Right.
啊
right.
有的汉字 five strokes, six strokes, 是不是?
<Yeah.
laughs> 或者是 12, 有没有 12 strokes? 有。Or something like 21 strokes.
Biang.
Wow, Mark 老师竟然知道 biang 字儿。
Yeah, seen it a few times. Yeah.
Can you write that character?
I haven't bothered to try. I'm sure I could at some point. It'd be a cool challenge. Yeah.
Neither can I.
Make it in Legos, right?
谁会写 biang 字儿啊？我可不会写。
I've seen people do it.
我可不会写。biang biang 面的 biang 字儿，我可不会写啊。所以这个 stroke order 呢，就是笔画的顺序啊。所以写书法呢，就能帮你练习啊笔画的顺序。马克说：“是啊，这很难学。”
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
That's going to be tough. 难得很。你觉得我需要学习，专门学习这个笔顺吗？
Do you think I need to study it formally?
Do you think I need to study it formally? Formally 指的是什么？ Like formally.
Yeah, study according to certain rules or have a number of professional considerations taken as you begin and to monitor your progress. You know, so if you have something like plannedunits and quizzes to make sure you're making progress, that's more like formal study. Yeah.
所以这种所谓的 formally 呢，就是说你得依照人家该有的那个 certain rules.
Right. Yeah, you have a teacher, not a partner, all that stuff. Yeah.
对，算一切都很正式的去学习啊，我需要这样正式的去学习嘛，系统而正式的去学习嘛。好，晶晶说，你知道的。
You know.
其实关于这个问题呢，有两个学派的观点。
There are two schools of thought about that.
教给大家一个短语叫做 schools of thought.
Yep. Yeah, so kind of a set of opinions one group of people have, and then another set of opinions held by a different group of people. Especially in a science or one of the humanities, there are oftentimes two schools of thought about what's right. Yeah.
哎，所以这个 schools 呢，在这里不是指学校，它指的是学派。
Right.
Schools of thought.就只是学派的观点、
yeah.
所以现在呢有两个学派的观点，我们来看看啊。第一种呢就是你必须从一开始就得把一切东西都学对学好。
One is that you have to get everything right from the start.
Here everything includes
like stroke order, direction of stroke, radicalsYou know, you can study the radicals by themselves, but some, you know, according to the school of thought, you have to. Otherwise, you're really going to mess yourself up at some point. Yeah.
所以这里的 everything 呢，就指的是马克在学写汉字儿的时候的那个笔顺。
Right.
笔顺叫 you have to get everything right from the start. 这是其中一派的观点，就是你一开始你就得规规矩矩的学习，横竖撇捺该怎么写怎么写。另外一派呢，就是自然学习法。
The other is that you learn naturally.
就是反正甭管怎么着，你最后你得给写出一个字儿来就行
了、right.
啊。
Yeah.
不管你怎么写的，你描眉画眼也好，你描也描出来一个字儿啊。
Right.
就两派观点。马克说：“我可能已经找到了方法。”
I might have found a way around that.
注意哦，老师说的是 a way around that.
Yeah. So if you have a problem, you can find a way around it. It's a way of doing what you want without having to deal with the problem. If you have two hard choices, you can find a way around them, which is by getting a third choice that saves you the trouble. Yeah.
这里用 around 也是说明这是一个问题。然后呢，我们需要找的是解决方法。I found a way around the problem.
I don't have to go and study formally this boring stuff like radicals. And at the same time, I don't have to be lazy about it and ignore it all.
反正啊，他找到自己的方法，什么方法呢？他说我有一套啊，面向中国小朋友的学习视频。
I got a video series for Chinese kids.
A video series for Chinese kids. For Chinese kids learning Chinese.
Right.
Writing, calligraphy.
Right.
说是找适合中国小朋友的一套学习视频，他弄到了。那晶晶问到，他说是介绍汉字儿的卡通片吗
？Is it a cartoon that introduces the characters?
Oh, those cartoons are very well made,
and they're cute too. Yeah,
they're cute too.
Right?
真的是、
yeah.
it's hard to forget.
Yeah,
easy to remember. In other words, 非常容易记。现在这卡通片做的可真好啊 ！Is it a cartoon that introduces the character? 啊，我四五岁的时候就看过了。
I watched those when I was 4 or 5.
I watched those when I was 5 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
就是那样的。
That's what it is.
That's what it is. 就那样的。所以呀，我就知道了不同的笔画叫什么。
So I get to know what different strokes are called.
I got to know, or I get to know. 我得以知道啊 what different strokes are called.哎，不同的笔画呢，都叫什么？好啊 ，Attention, please, everyone. Coming up next, here is a quiz. 我们接下来做一个小测验。来吧， 同志们啊，女士们、先生们，我们现在有请 Mark 老师告诉我 ，Tell me how you write 汉字水。
数亨者撇捺。
Again。
数亨者撇捺。
My question would be, was it supposed to be 竖钩横折
撇捺? I may have missed something. I'd have to examine that again. I thought I set this up pretty carefully, but yeah, let's see. 竖 is the downward stroke, right? And then 横折 is the left side of the character.
Mm.
And then 撇 goes from top right to the middle, and then 捺 goes down to the, right, the bottom right corner, right?
Right.
So,What am I missing?
The first part, 竖. 竖 is like
this. Oh, because there's a little hook.
Yes, 竖钩.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that was on what I found when creating this, but you're right, there is a little hook. Those things are come so easily for me that I don't even pay attention to them.
对,
yeah,
那个小钩, 那个小 hook 就是钩.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Oh, no
wonder. 所以第一句呢是竖钩.
Right, right, right. And it does sometimes make a difference in what character that is,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
And the rest are right.
Okay,
the rest
cool.
are right.
You, geez, I think I got completely wrong. Yeah.
对，水哈、right. 就是竖，就竖钩、mm-hmm. 横折、撇捺。
Right.
Right. 那这些呢，我们都可以就是 pronounce in Chinese 就好了、
mm-hmm.
因为这些是没有英文的。Right?
Right, right, right. So if somebody quickly tells me how to write a character without doing this, I am kind of lost. You know,、mm-hmm. like, how could you not know that? Five-year-olds、mm-hmm. know that, right?
那我们来考考老师 Can you write these characters on the screen?
How am I doing that? Backwards?
水, just,
I'll try to write it backwards. So here's the 竖钩, and then I'm trying to do it backwards, though. And then there's
横折,
boom, boom, and then there's this,
撇,
and then that, right?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well done. 好、
yeah.
马克老师成功地写出了一个水字、啊、非常不错、啊、听起来你学得非常的不错。
It sounds like you're on the right track.
好，这也是一个新短语啊，叫做在正确的轨道上 on the right track.
Yeah, so like a train track. So it means you're doing things the right way, you're going in the right direction, you're not likely to waste your time, you're on the right track.
对了、
yeah.
在一列车呀该行驶的轨道上就意味着您没脱轨您也没出轨、
right.
啊
yeah.
刚才马克老师成功写出一个水字是不是大家给大家点个赞呢、啊、
Give me an example of being on the wrong track. The first book I bought for studying Chinese was published in 1911. And I started to study it, and then my new Chinese friends were like, Mark, that's not Chinese that we use anymore. Completely different, yeah.
第一本中文书教材是1911年。
Before Pinyin, yeah, yeah. I just thought, oh, it couldn't have changed that much, right? I mean, an English book from 100 years ago would be all right, right?
百年前的中文书啊，啊，那也挺有趣的。Interesting.
Wrong track. <yeah.
laughs> 就是 on the wrong track. 如果你学百年前的中文，那可能有点稍微不在轨道上啊。
Yeah, start talking to people.
马克说，希望如此吧。
I hope so.
我还在一款名为什么叫的应用程序上学习汉字啊。
I also get to know characters through an app called Pleco.
哦，这肯定是 quite popular among foreigners, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
啊，就这样一款软件现在也是很不错的一种 app、mm. 啊。现在学习的 app 太多了哈。
Right, right, right.、Yeah.
这个上面是专门是干嘛 ？Get to know characters.
Yeah, I mean, you can use your trackpad on your phone or your iPad and just sort of try to draw the characters, and it'll give you some choices. And then when you select one, it gives you, like, the definition, a few usage examples, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
So yeah. you can actually draw a picture of the...
right, and then when you have the character you want, it shows you the stroke order in, like, a little animation. Yeah, yeah.
哦，挺好的。只要你写出来，它就能帮你找到正确的汉字儿啊。
Right.
像我们的手写键盘一样。哎、yeah. ，我见过有人用过这个。
I've seen people using that.
我希望你能够坚持下去。
Hopefully, you keep at it.
好，注意这个短语 keep at something. 我们也学过什么呀、
yeah.
？Keep at it.
Keep doing something. Yeah, keep at it.Yeah.
对了 ，keep at it， 一定要很溜的读出来、mm. 啊，叫 keep at it， 就是坚持做下去。好， mm. 这是第一段，来，我们听听第二段 ，Part Two.、Oh.
Mark, we talked about writing Chinese characters. Something you might need sooner is pronunciation. How's your pinyin? That training center I joined, they offer pinyin workshops. So I took several of them before my 1-month trial membership expired. I'm glad you got the most from your card there. Here, try reading this. There's pinyin below the characters. 吃葡萄不吐葡萄皮儿。不吃葡萄倒吐葡萄皮儿。Not bad, Mark. If I concentrate on it, I'm okay. What gets me is grouped phrases and continuous speech. That just comes with time, doesn't it? Yeah, lots and lots of time. One thing that's helped me is watching TV and picking up phrases I know. That could work. Do you repeat them for practice? A lot of the time, I do. Most of all, it lets me know how phrases sound when people actually use them. If you keep at it, Mark, you'll probably become conversational in a few months or a year and might be able to read a fair bit. I don't know. Friends of mine who came here from abroad usually struggle forever unless they take a year or two at a university to study Chinese or do a homestay. That'd be a big time sacrifice, but it sounds like it would pay off for people with plans to stay in China. Aren't there scholarships? There are some. Anyway, it's not all that expensive. Just a major time commitment, like you said. What about homestays? Have you looked into those? Actually, yes, I'm asking around. A homestay would give you plenty of chances to practice, obviously. I'd hope so. Also, I'd save on rent and not eat out so often. Good luck with that, Mark. I'll check on your Chinese next time.
第二段有马克老师的精彩表演啊。我们来看，马克，我们已经聊过了汉字的写法。
Mark, we talked about writing Chinese characters.
汉字 Chinese characters, 汉字啊。你可能很快就要用到的是发音呢。
Something you might need sooner is pronunciation.
Something you might need sooner. 很快你将会用到的需要的呢、
right.
就是 pronunciation.
Yes, yes.
And 你的拼音怎么样?
How's your 拼音?
我参加那培训中心啊。
That training center I joined?
Join a training center. 注意这个搭配啊。The training center I joined...他们有很多，他们有拼音学习班的。
They offer 拼音 workshops.
Offer 这里是提供拼音的 workshops、
right.
也有那拼音学习班的。所以呢，我在一个月的会员试用期到期前上过几次拼音课。
So I took several of them before my 1 month trial membership expired.
上课可以说 took several of them, took、
right.
several workshops.
Right.
这里是搭配的这个啊 ,before my, 好我们来看这个一个月的会员试用期、mm-hmm. 叫做
one month trial membership.
对了 ,1 month、
yeah.
中间有一小横线 ,trial 呢就是试验呢试用啊 ,trial,、
right.
membership 就是、
right.
什么会员
yeah, like a card you can go in anytime, yeah, like a gym membership or something.、Yeah.
会员资格啊，什么爱奇艺什么会员资格 membership 等等这些、
yeah.
expired 过期到期之前呢，我学过。我很高兴你从这张会员卡当中获得了最大的收获。
I'm glad you got the most from your card there.
哇，这个短语特别好，叫 got the most from something.
Yep, get the most from something, get the most out of something. Yeah, it's like benefit as much as you can when you have the chance.
对、
yeah.
就这个短语大家一定要记得 got the most、
right.
out of something or got the most from something. 它的意思就是什么呀、
yeah.
最大可能的利用完完全全的利用的、
right.
完利用尽什么东西。
Mm-hmm.
啊、最大限度的利用了什么东西你最大限度的利用了你的课程、
right.
来我们现在试着读一下
Yeah, here, try reading this
好、汉字下面呢有拼音
There's 拼音 below the characters
There's 拼音 below the characters
嗯，
好，现在我们是一个 live performance 开始了啊，
情景闲读。
我先来啊，我先来是吧？行，没问题。
好，
接下来这句话呢是：吃葡萄不吐葡萄皮，不吃葡萄倒吐葡萄皮。
好，吃葡萄不吐葡萄皮，不吃葡萄倒吐葡萄皮。
哎呦，厉害，最后还有皮儿啊，
yeah,
儿化音。Nice 啊excellent 是啊，马克老师现在已经是就是 Beijing accent
trying it out
已经有 Beijing accent 是吧、
yeah.
最后说是不吃葡萄倒吐葡萄皮儿太厉害了这个皮儿、嗯、啊我们 try go a little faster
吃葡萄不不吐葡萄 No, because it's a tongue twister. That's why I chose this one. Okay, let's try it again. 吃葡萄不吐不吐葡萄皮儿，不吃葡萄倒吐葡萄皮儿。
牛，太牛了！
okay,
厉害啊！现在已经很厉害了。拉克老师选择的这个是个 tongue twister.
Yeah,
and even Chinese might not speak as fluent as this.
Can be tough.、Yeah.
对，这个都是特别的难的哈。哎，吃不到不吐葡萄皮儿，不吃葡萄吐葡萄皮儿。最后要练成这样哈。
Good drinking game, right? Whoever does it correctly doesn't have to take another sip, right?
好的哈，很好玩、yeah. 啊。所以说 ，not bad, Mark.
Yep, not bad, Mark.、
啊、我们就夸奖大家。来，同学们，把你们的夸奖写在公屏上吧，表扬马克老师的表现非常之好啊。马克说：“如果我集中注意力来读的话
，If I concentrate on it.”
Concentrate on something, 集中注意力在某事上面、right. 那就没问题。
I'm okay.
让我经常出错的呢，其实是一些成组的短语和一些连续的语音。
What gets me is grouped phrases and continuous speech.
好，这里有个 what gets me, 什么东西拿到我了、mm-hmm. 是啥意思啊？
Right, so that causes me to make a mistake.
啊。
That's something that gets me.Yeah.
让我出错，什么东西 gets me?
Right. So if you're reading a poem and you get to one word, it's like, oh, that word gets me every time. I mess it up right there. Or a song and there's a high note. And you're like, oh, that gets me every time. Yeah.
每次都难倒我了。Gets、
right.
me 就是难倒我了，为难住我了，
yeah.
让我出错了。
Yeah.
这个叫 gets、
yeah.
me. Is grouped.就是形成一组一组的这种 phrases
right
and
right.
continuous speech 是什么、
right.
就是那种
like when you end a sentence and you begin with something else and it's、oh. the beginning sounds different because of the previous sentence stuff like that、yeah.
哦就上一句话比较难但是你紧接着又开始说下一句话了
right
这种就是 continuous without stop
yeah yeah
没有停的这些 well same here in learning English
yeah that's the challenge of any language
真的、yeah. 你听人家连续的话的时候你第一句没听清楚第二句你也好像不太明白
right
是这样的哎 same here 哈、huh?
yeah
所以晶晶就说那就得需要时间进步了呀
that just comes with time
好这里是第三个划线的短语叫什么东西随着时间来 comes with the time
comes with time it means you could learn it but you would have to learn it slowlyAnd if you try to learn it more quickly or more formally,、嗯、you might still learn it slowly. It just comes with time.、Yeah.
对，就这种东西啊，它就是随着时间才能进步的。
Right.
对，它不可能就一天两天呢、啊，它就能修成罗马的。说什么话、
yeah.
？Rome wasn't built in 什么
a day.
A day.、
Yeah.
就这个意思、
right.
所以它这个修建呢 like a construction work it、
right.
just comes with the time
yeah yeah
所以 you need some patience you need、
right.
perseverance
yeah yeah
你需要恒心耐心时间去学习去进步去 practice、
right.
对吧 and practice makes perfect 是不是
right
所以、
yeah.
doesn't it 难道不是吗是的
Yeah.
需要很多很多的时间。
Lots and lots of time.
对我很有帮助的一件事情啊，就是看电视。
One thing that's helped me is watching TV.
你看看，大家都知道怎么从游戏娱乐当中去学习。对于我们来说也是一样的。We like watching美剧。
Friends?
TV series.
Yeah.
一样的意思。It's entertaining, it's relaxing, at the same time you could learn.
Right.、
所以然后呢我就找到了我所知道的那些短语。
And picking up phrases I know.
Picking up 就这样，挑一个出来，再挑一个出来。
Yeah.
对对对，这个我听过，那个我听过，哈、mm-hmm. ，所以，那个有用。
That could work.
那你有重复读那些短语做练习吗
？Do you repeat them for practice?
Repeat something for practice. 很多时候我就是这么做的。
A lot of the time, I do.
A lot of time, I do. Right. You gotta practice. 这才是最重要的，对吧？你得 practice. A lot of time, I do. 最重要的是
most of all,
它让我知道人们实际说这些词组的时候发音听起来是什么样的。
It lets me know how phrases sound when people actually use them.
对了，因为通过这样的练习呢，看电视 by watching TV,
Right.
It lets me know that how phrases, words sound when
Right.
people actually use them.
Mm-hmm.
就是 how people actually speak them.
Right.
说出来是怎么说的，语音是怎么说的啊。感谢萌新同学分享直播啊，大家可以持续分享啊。晶晶说：“马克，如果你坚持下去
，If you keep at it, Mark,
again, keep at it， 大家已经会用了。Mm-hmm. 你很可能啊，在几个月或一年之后啊，成为能绘画的人。
You'll probably become conversational in a few months or a year。
哎，这里有个词儿叫 ‘You'll probably become conversational.’
Mm-hmm.” Able to hold a conversation, right? Yeah.
Able to hold a conversation.
Yeah.
Able to go with a conversation.
Right, right.
能够去操作对话了，能够驾驭对话了，能够去绘画的人了 in a few months or a year, 并且你还能够读一点东西。
And might be able to read a fair bit.
Read a fair bit. Fair bit, 那就是相当多的东西了。
Yeah, it's like enough to get by. You know, signs at train stations, stuff like that. Yeah.
Did you do a little bit reading yourself?
Chinese reading? Some, yeah, not that much, but some, yeah.
我觉得也是 ,Mark 老师应该会读的。因为 Mark 老师 can study Chinese with your daughter.
Yeah.Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
正好是一起跟孩子一起来学习。
Mm-hmm.
好 ,Mark 说我不知道呢。
I don't know.
好了同学们 ,WeChat Challenges, here we go. 第一句、mm-hmm. 很长。我的一些从国外来的朋友除非他们花一两年的时间在大学里学习中文或者选择寄宿家庭否则他们永远在学习语言当中挣扎。A challenge.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
我们来看第一句话。
Okay.Let's take Olivia, Jingbao. Some of my foreign friends are always striving for language learning, unless they spent 2 years learn Chinese in college or chose host families. 这个差不多，差不多。他说 striving for language learning. Striving is almost like you're doing it. You're doing pretty well. And here we want the meaning of,No matter how much they strive, they aren't satisfied with the results. So a better word than striving for this one is struggling, right? Always struggling with their language learning. Always struggling with their language learning unless they have spent 2 years studying Chinese at a college or have chosen host families.
对，在这里呢，挣扎，我们用这个词叫 struggle。
Right，struggle
是很痛苦的。
Always struggling，yeah。
对呀、啊，就是 it's a suffering，、
right.
这种感觉，学语言的痛苦叫 struggle、
yeah.
啊，挣扎， mm-hmm. 怎么学都学不好，怎么学都不满意，叫 struggling、mm-hmm. with their study or、
right.
with their language learning。好，这是这样的一个问题。Next one。
Okay, let's go down to 直话天女Right. Okay. Some of my foreigner friends would always struggle in Chinese learning unless they spend 1 or 2 years studying Chinese in universities or in boarding families. 最后一遍 in boarding families, 我知道这个意思。但是在 boarding families 里边，我不知道他们也是加拿大人，他们是那个来自印度的，不这么确定。所以两个单词是好，在这儿合适的是host family， 还有可以说 homestay、
嗯。
homestay 是事情 ，right？ The situation you're in，host family are the people，yeah、
嗯。
所以 boarding families 不这么确定。Yeah.
在这里指出来的是寄宿家庭呢，要么就直接说 Chinese families 就好
了。Right. Yeah. Yeah.、Live with Chinese family. 这个可以。
或者呢，就是国际通用的说法，这种寄宿在别人家里学习的叫做 homestay。
Right, homestay. Yeah, that always means someone from another country is going to live in a local people's home, right?
对了、
yeah.
就是 国外过去的人呢住在当地人们的家里住一段时间。
Right, right, right.
对、
right.
我曾经就是一个 homestay student.
Yeah.、
所以我觉得 homestay 还是挺好的。
Yeah.
好
yeah.
再来一位 one more.
Okay, let's see, how about...
都是什么九十九十分啊，还是不错的、啊
yeah, 最后这一遍有一个八十五，那个这是
number
十号
number 10大无鸟巢
yeah,
long time no see
鸟巢我知道、yeah. Some of my foreigner friends, unless they spend years to learn Chinese in college or live in a boarding family, finally they will struggling with language learning. So 这儿有两个问题，一个是 boarding family 可以换host family,、homestays,、with a Chinese family, 这个都可以用。他的句子非常漂亮。Some of my friends, unless A, they B, 非常好用。这个最好的。Yeah,、有一点挑战但是他做很漂亮的。
所以他得到表扬了、
yeah,
这个句式的使用。
有一个普通的问题，很多的人在这个里边他们说 struggle with language learning,那这个 struggle with language learning, 我觉得你闹不好怎么学韩语 right? Is some kind of learning disability or some kind of problem with staying in class for more than 45 minutes or whatever, that's struggling with learning.、But what we want is when you see something, you can't remember what you've learned or it doesn't make sense any more than it did a year ago or whatever. So you struggle with the language. It's not so much that learning is the hard part, but、applying it and understanding it and making general progress, that's what you're struggling with. It sounds like the same thing, but when we say struggle with language learning, then we think the person has some kind of mental disability. Or, yeah.
哇太准确了、啊 mm. 还是把这个挣扎换成 struggle with a language 就完了。
Yeah, struggle with a language,、yeah.
这个注意啊是 foreign friends,、不是 foreigner friends.
Yeah,、foreigner friends is okay. Some of my friends who are foreigners, a little better.
一般都是
foreign
friends,
yeah,
因为形容词嘛、形容词修饰名词嘛。OK,、我们来看马克老师怎么说的。
OK, friends of mine who came from abroad usually struggle foreverUnless they take a year or two at a university to study Chinese or do a homestay.
我的一些朋友 friends of mine,、
right.
国外来的 who came here from abroad,、通常呢挣扎、usually struggle forever.
直
接就说 struggle 完了，除非他们呢 take a year or two at a university,、
right.
干嘛 to study Chinese or do a homestay.
Right.、
赶紧写下来非常好的句子、好接下来是我们的 second WeChat challenge、那可是很大的时间成本啊我看看有没有人说对啊我们来看
有一个两个九十五一个一百其他的都是九十八十五
他们
对
同学们喜欢说比如说第一位薄荷同学他说、That's a great time cost
Yeah, 这个可以换九十五忘了这是第一位还行一会儿
了一百分给改了、
对不好意思 OK 所以yeah,
那怎么改呢薄荷 That's a great time
Time expense Time commitment Time sacrificeYeah,
commitment 可以投入。
Yeah. Oh, actually, sorry. Time cost is okay. Time cost is okay.
好吧，一百分还给你。
Yeah, 所以可以给你一百。但是如果你说 costs time, 这个不行。
这个不行。
对，如果是你的动词是 cost, 不可能。Spend time, but you can't say that spends a lot of time. You spend a lot of time. You have to spend a lot of time.Yeah.
我们看这个 number three 李慧啊他说 that costs a lot of time
不行
哪里不对
that takes a lot of time
对了、花时间不能 costs、
costs
只能花钱
a lot of time
那他大家都喜欢说 cost 那有没有用别的呢、Jackie Wu 说 that was a very time consuming
no problem Yeah, no problem. If somebody's talking about their own experience, you know, 3 years ago, I lived in a homestay. That was very time consuming. 3 years ago, I went to university to study Chinese. Oh, that must have been very time consuming. Great, great, great. Yeah.
那今天 Mark 老师就教大家这个怎么说啊。
That'd be a big time sacrifice.
用牺牲这个单词 sacrifice.、
Mm-hmm. Right.
同时可以用 time expense.
Yes.
Time,
it would be okay.
还可以用什么
time sink. It's not quite suitable here, but a time sink is something no matter how much time you put into it, you don't get anything besides the direct results. Yeah.
好，我们往下看啊。但对于那些计划留在中国的人来说呢？
But it sounds like it would pay off for people with plans to stay in China.
Pay off, 就是有回报的。
Right.
Pay off for people who plans to stay in China.
Right.
没有奖学金吗？
Aren't there scholarships?
Scholarship, 奖学金。有一些。
There are some.
但是不管怎么样，也不是那么贵啦。
Anyway, it's not all that expensive.
就像你说的。
Just like you said, a major time commitment.
Ah, paraphrase. 我们来 paraphrase 一下。刚才说了 time sacrifice.
Right.
这里可以说 time commitment.
Time commitment. Yeah.
投入、
yeah.
投入时间的投入。
Second one's a little better. Yeah.
我也喜欢 the second one.
Right.
Second one, the major time commitment. 就是你要投入你的时间。哎、
right. ，
那寄宿家庭呢？你查过了吗
？What about homestays?Have you looked into those?
Look into, 查找、查询、
right.
了解。查了。
Actually, yes.
我正在四处打听呢。好了，这句话呀也不好做、哎。
Yeah, like one person, two, maybe got it right. Sorry, maybe three.
很多同学说 I'm just nosing around.
Yeah, nosing around,
nosing around
is similar, but it's importantly different. So, for example, for nosing around,If you work in an insurance company and then you go to another different insurance company and you pretend to be a customer, you're nosing around. It's like, hi, I'd like to get some insurance and, you know, da, da, da. So like, okay, what's she doing now? Why is she looking in that book? And、
yeah.
why do they have to call the manager over? Okay, this is what we should do. Yeah, oh, you know, like you're picking up business secrets from your competitors without really breaking the law. You're not going in there at night and searching through their files. You're just nosing around. Yeah.
对，打探情报、
yeah.
那叫 nosing around.
Like a dog when it goes to a new house. What's this? Not really polite, but okay.
对了，我们俩瞬间化成小狗狗啊。
Right.
就是在家里四处嗅闻打探情报那种。
Yeah, I mean, we could use that for this if you, the foreigner, walks into all kinds of different Chinese communities and like, oh, this looks kind of nice, knock on someone's door, hey, do you have a homestay? That's nosing around.
对，这叫 nosing around. 实际上呢，
yeah.
很简单。我们有三位同学都说对了。
Right.
我们有 Tippy 一百分，
yep.
李慧一百分和圆圆一百分。
Yeah.
全部说对了。
Just right, yeah.
怎么说呢？
Asking around.
对了
I'm asking around, and one of you, I won't say who, said, I'm asking all around.、
嗯、
you know, like you have 20 friends, and you're sure that five of them could help you, but instead, you start at the bottom of your list, and you make sure to ask everyone. That's、
啊、
asking all around. Yeah.
所以正确说法是 I'm asking around.
Right, right.
就是四处打听了。
Right, right. Yeah.
显然呢 homestay 家庭是能够提供给你很多练习的机会。
A homestay would give you plenty of chances to practice, obviously.
Plenty of chances to practice, 大量的练习机会。我希望如此吧 ,Mark 说。
I'd hope so.
而且呢我也可以省下房租啊。
Also, I'd save on rent.
Hey, save on rent, 也不用经常出去吃饭呢。
And not eat out so often.
那就祝你好运吧 ,Mark。
Good luck with that, Mark.
下次我再检查一下你的中文。
I'll check on your Chinese next time.
好 ,check on, 啊 ,check on something. 好了、我们来看看今天这节课教介绍给大家的一些新单词和短语。
Yeah, quite a few here. Let's see, we've got spiciness threshold.
对辛辣食物的忍受能力。
还有 right up someone's alley.
正好在咱这条街上正好符合某人的口味正好呢是符合某人的心意。
对还有 be on the right track。
做事儿呢，想法是好的，方向是正确的。
还有 something gets me.
让我犯错啊，让我怎么地了，难住我了。
嗯， something comes with time.
随着时间的推移，需要时间的。
还有 ask around.
到处打听啊，你能掌握好今天这几个单词的话，那你这节课也没白学，是不是？
对。
好，外国朋友们学中文也是非常辛苦的，让我们也一起为他们这些热爱学习中文的朋友、刻苦学习中文的朋友们点个赞吧啊！也学习他们的这种刻苦的精神，我们也好好把英语搞好啊！好了，感谢大家收听今天的地道美语，谢谢 Mark 老师的精彩讲解，我们下周三再见，拜拜。